I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
But you know who the big winner in Mosul is going to be after we eventually get it? And the only reason they did it is because she's running for the office of president. And they want to look tough. They want to look good. He violated the red line in the sand. And he made so many mistakes, made all mistakes. That's why we have the Great Migration. But she wanted to look good for the election.
That was Donald Trump last night suggesting that the offensive now underway with Mosul, which the United States is helping with, was done so that Clinton and Obama could look tough at this time. Joining us on the line right now to talk about foreign policy and national security discussions that took place last night is our good friend Ambassador John Bolton. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
All right. So what did you what was the highlight? What were the lowlights when it comes to those areas of your, which is, you know, your backyard? You know all about the national security and diplomatic and foreign relations of aspects of this debate.
Well, I think if you sort of look at the whole 90 minutes, what becomes clear is that Hillary Clinton is absolutely lashed to the mast of the Obama administration foreign policy. And I think that's no secret. There's a kind of dissident argument out there that somehow she'll be tougher and different and so on. But in fact, that's not the case. She supports the Iran nuclear deal. She went on at great length why the approach the administration is taking with respect to ISIS in Iraq, specifically the attack on Mosul, is a good thing. And I think that it demonstrates that a Hillary victory in November will be an Obama third term. And that's, you know, if that's what you want, that's fine. Go ahead and vote for it. But don't be under any illusions. Her foreign policy will be materially different from Obama.
What did you make of Trump's charge there that you heard as Brian brought you in here about the Mosul campaign right now, sort of timed out to make Clinton look strong and to sort of gloss over the fact that Iraq has been a disaster for the Obama administration?
Well, I don't think they timed the offensive because of the American election. I think there were a lot of other factors involved. But what's been coming out of the Pentagon in the past couple of days really has been fairly atrocious. The Iraqi forces are ahead of schedule and so on and so forth. And only yesterday did it begin to become clear that this was going to be a lot more difficult than these early happy talk that we've heard from the administration. I think the point that Trump made last night that got lost in the shuffle, but that by backing this offensive by the government of Baghdad, we are in effect helping Iran. This is a multi-party war in the Middle East. The destruction of ISIS is something we should have pressed for long ago, but we should be doing it in a way that minimizes the benefit to the Ayatollahs, whereas the way Obama's doing it maximizes the benefit to the Ayatollahs. And I think that ties in with his Iran nuclear deal.
Well,
and that's what Hillary has signed on to.
Here indeed is what Donald Trump had to say, one of the things he had to say about Iran.
Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much. Because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. If you think the government in Baghdad today is anything other than a satellite of the mullahs in Tehran, really, you're not paying attention. This is something. What's going to happen in Mosul, I think, has every prospect to recall that famous comment by an American officer in Vietnam when he said we had to destroy that village in order to save it. I'm very afraid that's what's going to happen to Mosul. And if the Shia militia, largely controlled by Iran, get into the city and commit the kinds of crimes they've committed in other parts of this offensive, really, it's just going to make matters in the Middle East even bloodier than they have been already.
If I can ask you, outside of the confines of last night's debate, as we continue to talk about Iran here, we haven't gotten your take on the missiles that were launched at a U.S. destroyer
right
in the Red Sea. And now yesterday, a U.S. general speaking before the Center for Americans for Progress, I believe was the name of the organization he was speaking for, said for the first time that those missiles were, in fact, consistent with Iranian technology. Which means that, I mean, we knew it came from the rebels who were aligned with Iran, but now we have verified that the weapons originated from Iran or appears to have been. What should the American response be? Because there really hasn't been one other than taking out some radar towers.
Yeah, well, you know, the notion that the Houthi rebels got these missiles from some other source, I don't know, down from the local pharmacy or something, where else does anybody think they could have gotten the
I don't know. I don't know. The Yemen Walgreens is well stocked, Ambassador Bolton.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Iran has financed the Houthi. They've been their surrogates. They've armed them. This is consistent with the way Iran for decades has supported terrorism around the world. I would not be surprised if there weren't Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps officers there with those missiles. I wouldn't be surprised if they had actually fired the missiles.
Wow.
I would not be surprised at all if the clear decision to fire the missiles came from Tehran, not from the Houthi. So what should we do? I think that we've got to do more than a proportionate response. Taking out the radars was a step, that's for sure. I think we should level every Houthi military command and control facility that we can find, whether it's related to the missiles or not. And I think it's got to be an unmistakable signal to Iran. You do not fire on American warships. And by the way, in the Persian Gulf, you do not take American sailors hostage ever again. Don't even think about it.
And just quick follow-up, should Senator Tom Cotton or some of the other very smart and very brave senators who are on this issue, should they open up discussions now about re-implementing sanctions against Iran?
Absolutely. Look, the Iran nuclear deal was the worst act of diplomatic appeasement in American history. It was a strategic mistake when it was made. It hasn't gotten any better with age. Another example, Hillary has wrapped herself around that deal. Her only concern is, or her only regret is, she didn't accomplish it while she was Secretary of State. It fell to John Kerry to do that. I think this is something that proves conclusively her view of the world and Barack Obama's are essentially the same.
Thank you, sir. Running late, but we got to leave it there. Good stuff.
Thanks a lot, sir. Greatly appreciate it. It is Traffic Center.